Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings Sportsbook, you guys know it's my favorite sportsbook, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love it. You know I love it. But listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credit. That's right. Pick any basketball team, still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, $100 in site credits go to you. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $100 in free credits. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Wages paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. Ross and Andy are off today. They'll be back next week. Don't worry about that, guys. But we got a real special show for you instead. I've got back on the show Mike Agovino, executive producer of the podcast With the Benefit of Hindsight. That's that thorough investigation into the Sandusky scandal that enveloped Penn State about a decade ago. If you guys haven't heard our first show, go to our website, go to our app. You'll find the podcast. It'll catch you up. Mike, first of all, welcome to the show. And I got to say something. Before we started the show, you mentioned you're a DraftKings advocate, aren't you?
I am an exclusive DraftKings guy. I won't mention some personal names of people I know who work for the company, but I worked with years ago. But I love it, and I wish out here in California we had the DraftKings Sportsbook, which unfortunately we don't have yet. So I play the conventional way on DraftKings, but love it, and I'm there every weekend. So
fantastic. They do a great job. Their app is fantastic. But anyway, we've got some other things to talk about. As I mentioned, a couple weeks ago, we had you on, Mike, and I just got to tell you, the response that we got from it was overwhelmingly positive. And one of the things, though, our focus on that show was about Jerry Sandusky, his accusers. But this was not just the Jerry Sandusky story. It was a full Penn State story, and there are administrators at Penn State who have served jail time. Graham Spanier, it looks like he's going to be serving some jail time, so this story still goes on. And I wanted to make that the emphasis of the show today, Mike, what the repercussions were for Penn State. Let me start here, and this is similar to where we started last time. But on November 5th, 2011, the Pennsylvania Attorney General came out with the announcement that grad assistant at Penn State Mike McQuarrie had witnessed Jerry Sandusky raping a child in the Penn State showers, and that the next day he had told Joe Paterno about it, and eventually also told administrators Tim Curley and Gary Schultz. So at that point, when we talked previously, this pretty much made Jerry Sandusky guilty in the court of public opinion. My question is, did it also do the same thing as far as a cover-up for those Penn State administrators?
It's a great question, Jim, and the answer is yes, it did. But amazingly, the day that the indictment was announced, the very first article that was penned by Sarah Ganim declared Joe Paterno a hero in this. Now, you're going to say, what? Most people don't know this or aren't aware, but the article's still out there. You can still find it. I mean, he was praised for doing his job and bringing to his bosses, Schultz and Curley, the story from McQuarrie immediately. So at first he was praised. He was questioned in the following manner. After the press conference was over, the head of Penn State Police made a comment about Paterno needing to be at least somewhat culpable for this going on inside of his program and him not doing anything about it or being aware of it, something like that. And so that started the ball rolling with the, you know, Joe bears some responsibility here. And as that week played out, I mean, the Sandusky story itself was big news in central Pennsylvania, was big news in Pennsylvania. It really wasn't huge national news. This story became a national obsession when the university was put on trial. And the university gets put on trial because a cover-up is indicated by the Attorney General. And inside of that cover-up are the athletic director, Tim Curley, and the vice president, Gary Schultz, are accused of covering up the crimes of Sandusky. As the week moves on, the board of directors of Penn State is confronted with all of this panic that that the media has generated around the program itself and Paterno's responsibility for this as well. And so during those couple of days, you have Paterno announcing that he's going to, well, first you have his press conference being canceled, then which was played in the media as if Spanier canceled his press conference when Graham Spanier did not cancel his press conference. The board canceled his press conference. Then you have him trying to be sort of preemptive and declaring that this is going to be his final season. And so he retires, which angered some people, angered the board. There was no discussion before him. He did that. He just did that. And then his son, Scott Paterno, on the lawn that night, conducting a prayer for the victims. So Scott declares the story true. Sandusky is a pedophile because we have to pray for victims here from the lawn. So for the nation, Joe Paterno has now declared Sandusky guilty. And he's declared that this is his last year. So the board is now looking at everything that's happened, and they, by their own admission, don't know anything other than what they are hearing in the media, what they are seeing in the media. And they're terrified that that Saturday, there's a home game with Nebraska, nationally televised game, that they're going to put on the sidelines a pedophile protector in Coach Paterno. And with very little to go on, the board makes a decision that Wednesday night of that week to terminate Paterno. And you could argue different whether it was a firing or whether he quit, but in effect, they fired Spanier as well. And so once those two things are done, this is absolutely positively a Penn State scandal, not a Jerry Sandusky scandal. It has hurtled into a higher plane. It is the biggest story in the country. It's the biggest sports story of the decade, of maybe this this century, and that really was precipitated by the board's decision.
Well, it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, what you're saying is the Attorney General said something, and again, listen to our previous show, you'll know this, when he, the Attorney General said, this is what McQuarrie witnessed. McQuarrie never said that. So he didn't actually witness the rape that the Attorney General presented. But that's went out in the media. So the media very quickly indicts Sandusky, Penn State for the cover-up. Now the board, going on what the media says, has to fire Paterno, Spanier, because they're part of the cover-up. And then once they fire those guys, it makes the media all the more convinced that there was a cover-up. Otherwise, why would they fire them?
Exactly. So the narrative is clearly written at that point, and it is about the corruption of college athletics, the putting money and football above all else, including child abuse, that a legendary coach, the winningest coach in college football history, would protect a known pedophile for years to not expose his beloved football program. So the narrative was really juicy, and the press just there's nothing that unfortunately they love more than seeing someone fall down from upon high, and no one in college football had risen any higher than Joe Paterno, and the destruction of Joe Paterno was great theater, and the media just ran with it full speed ahead, no one questioning any of the facts in the story. In fact, Spanier was highly criticized for having defended the administrators in his first press conference after Sandusky's indictment. And so no one was interested in anyone getting any due process or having any presumption of innocence. It was, they were all guilty, and talking about their crimes only.
So when you're, and we only have a couple seconds left here, so I'm just going to wrap up what we got to, and we'll pick it up in the second segment. So essentially what we have here is, Mike, is the media tried and convicted these guys. And real quickly, your response, it seems like this happens more and more often in our media today even, and that was the start of it.
Yeah, I think that this case I'm famous for a lot of reasons, but one of the big ones is it is a point in time, a landmark case where the media moved from true journalism and getting to the truth to narratives that sell. Narratives that create clicks and views and drive revenue. And this story was a major revenue driver.
It sure was. That is it for quarter number one. Don't worry, we're going to pick our conversation up right where we left off in quarter number two, so stay tuned. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside. Pick any basketball team still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.